We welcome to the program Teacher of the Year, Jackson Magazine's Teacher of the Year, Marnie Hayde, joins us.
Good morning.
Good morning, Marnie.
Good morning. Good morning. How are you today?
Good. Congratulations. What did you think?
Very surprised. I'm very honored. It's just such a cool, it's just a cool acknowledgement. So I really appreciate it.
And several of your colleagues were right there with you.
Yes, absolutely. How amazing is that? 7 of the top 10 teachers were from Northwest, and 2 of those 7 besides me are from our hallway. We actually teach in this really amazing creative space hallway at Northwest. Our art teacher, Julie Evers, and our choir teacher, Matt Stow, from the high school, were also in the top 10.
Well, how many years have you been there?
Oh, gosh. So I just finished my 24th year in January, so I've started my 25th year.
Wow, fantastic. And you've seen a lot of progression, haven't you?
Absolutely. You know, just in everything from technology, my own teaching has changed dramatically with that. But also, oh, goodness, there's about almost 200 kids in the high school who have at least one parent who I had in school. So times have changed. It's definitely a whole new world. So, but I just really appreciate that the kids are still amazing. You know, from 1996 until now, the kids are still amazing. You give them a challenge and they step up to it, just like what's happening now.
So what do you think about this distance teaching, distance learning? Is that driving you crazy?
Well, you know, I don't think it's driving me crazy. It's definitely keeping me really busy. I'm the yearbook advisor, and the yearbook doesn't stop. And I cannot begin to tell you how proud I am of my yearbook kids. They're still in this. They're still, you know, we lose pages because spring sports don't happen, but they have found a way to cover that. And they've added, you know, they added just as many pages as we lost to the book. So they're trying to make something for their peers in this historic year that inspires me, that's for sure. So I'm just so thankful and impressed. The kids who tune in, I don't feel like I'm just speaking for me. It just warms our hearts. Like, we miss them terribly, so...
Yeah, you sent me a few pages, and it looks like it's going to be a spectacular addition.
It really is. It really is. And I don't have any seniors on my yearbook staff this year, and so I'm just hoping of all hope that when they make it through this, they're more resilient than they were in the first place, which was amazing, and that they want to be in this fight again next year and make this beautiful book for the kids again next year in what will probably be a very unique year as well.
Marnie, what challenges are the teachers in general running into here? Trying to ramp up this year and then, I guess, getting ready for next year.
I think it's the unknown. You know, it's the unknown that is the biggest challenge personally. If you don't hear from a student for a while, the unknown can really kind of wreak havoc with your heart and with your mind. And we have families, of course, and you worry about being, you know, with food insecurity or with access to technology being a concern. Or, you know, I have students who are essential workers, and they're the only essential workers in some cases in their houses, or they're babysitting for their families because their parents are still essential workers. So it's just a really monumental challenge for so many people for so many different reasons. So, but the unknown is definitely the hardest part, the heart of all of it.
Yep. How about teachers able to get together and compare notes here? And that's obviously been more difficult.
Absolutely. You know, I teach communication arts classes, which in most high schools, there aren't many people who teach those classes, but I'm super fortunate that Ron Woodruff at Northwest, you know, he teaches our newspaper class and our digital media classes. And so I just love a text from him, of course, and keeping in touch with him, and we're working on some things together. But also, you know, you rely on organizations like the Michigan Interscholastic Press Association to, you know, they've been incredibly helpful. Like, we have Zoom coffee every Wednesday morning, and it's advisors from all over the state. We're all in a similar boat. You know, how do you manage a budget when businesses are closed and can't sell ads? And how do you, you know, engage kids who aren't engaging? How do you, you know, everything we can talk about together, which is great. And, you know, our hallway at Northwest, we have a group text, like, just to check in every day and see how people are doing. And we have regular staff meetings that our principals organize every week. So, you know, you find a way. So everybody can find a way, that's for sure.
This might be your most important edition of the yearbook with the way seniors have kind of been cut off of their final year.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, this is, you know, I so admire my students because, you know, this is a way for them to continue connecting with their peers, of course, because we put quotes in every caption that we have for every picture in our book. And so they're reaching out to kids. But sometimes high school kids aren't the best at wanting to be interviewed or at getting back to you about interviews or questions. We're finding that the seniors in particular, when we reach out to them, it is they want to engage. They want to be a part of this. They know that this is going to be something that's a very big deal to them. So, and we know the importance of this historic year. I don't think we understand the depth of it, and we won't for a while. But, you know, hopefully that the kids in the yearbook and my photography classes, like what they're recording, is something that they can look back on and be really proud of.
Can you give us an update on the Habitat Humanity House?
Oh, thank you so much for asking. So our Give Hope Disaster Relief Program that started in 2005, we are working with Jackson Habitat for Humanity to build a house in the Jackson area this year. For the last, you know, 15 years, we've traveled all over the country to natural disasters. And this year we lost one of our stalwart, amazing chaperones in a car accident. And we are planning to build a house in his honor here. So we're still, and our plan was to still at this point be in the fundraising process. So we're looking for monetary donations to help build this house, skilled trade donations, material donations. And if anybody's interested in being the homeowner of this house, which will be in the Northwest District, we're looking for people to apply with Habitat for Humanity. And you can reach out on their website, Greater Jackson Habitat for Humanity, or you can contact them by phone. And we're in the process of this. We're still fundraising. It's a little more challenging right now, of course, because events had to be canceled. But we're still, you know, hoping to organize and be able to make this happen. Our ideal goal is to be able to break ground this summer on this property and start the build.
How do listeners make a donation?
You can actually make a donation directly online if you go to the Greater Jackson Habitat for Humanity website. There is a tab at the top that says Projects, and you can see the Give Hope House, the Give Hope Build, and you can absolutely donate right online. Or you can contact me through, you know, my school email at marnie.hade@nwschools.org, or contact Habitat for Humanity. We have lots of ways. We would love to talk to you. We would love to talk to people interested in helping sponsor this house, in working on the house, or in living in the house. We're open to all doors right now. Mm-hmm. So.
Okay, Marnie, 25 years. I get a feeling you enjoy teaching. What's your advice to a young teacher or someone just getting into the field?
Wow, this is a challenging time to get into the field. I think often some of our first-year teachers that we hired at Northwest going through this situation right now, it's the most rewarding thing you could ever imagine. You know, teaching was not my first profession, and I can't imagine ever doing anything else, ever. So I you know, stick with it. You know, education might change a little because of what's happening in the world today, but that doesn't mean it won't be amazing.
Congratulations on the great honor from Jackson Magazine.
Thank you so much, Greg. It is an amazing honor. I appreciate that.
Thanks for sharing that with us, and good luck the rest of the year.
Thank you. We're, you know, just hoping for all the best, right?
Yeah, great-looking yearbook, so you want to check that out. Marnie Hayde, Teacher of the Year for Jackson Magazine.